Happy Gutter Day. We are back and we have two Joels in the studio. Well, not in the studio, on Zoom. But two Joels nevertheless for the price of I don't know how many Joels. Joel Richards, Joel Sanderson Murray, and Harriet's back, of course, producing and on the show. I'd say we've got a packed show to get through, but I'm not sure how packed it really is because the list of targets seems to be narrowing a bit at the moment. I'm gonna give people an update as to what's out there in transfer rumour land. I'm noticing conflicting reports as I'm scouring the media this week between Fabrizio Romano, who we all believe in Gutterland hugely, Fabrizio, let's go Romano, and James Bad News Pierce, another friend of the show. Anyway, let's start with Fabrizio. Fabrizio, our boy, commented on Liverpool as follows on his own podcast the other day, which I listened to. It was very good. He said, LFC's priority is to sign an attacker because of the African Cup of Nations. He was stressing that was a more important position for Liverpool to fill than the midfield one, which is where most of the rumours are coming from at the moment. He said Liverpool would want a midfielder, but a midfielder was only desired if opportunity presented itself. He then went on to say that LFC considers Saúl Ñíguez a potential opportunity because he's prepared to leave Atleti. His club is also not against the idea, says Fabrizio. He added that Liverpool also consider Renato Sanchez a good option. So let's talk about the midfield situation, Joel Sanderson-Murray. You said to me before we came on air that you'd seen quite a bit of Saul and you've been following La Liga. So to bring me up to speed on what you know about the player, his situation, how you rate him.
Yeah, I mentioned the other day on the show where, you know, he's not played as many games last season as he has done in previous years because he was someone who's been highly rated by Atletico for a long time and not necessarily much by the national team, but he's been sort of like one of the gems in Atletico's midfield along with Koke. But then last year, Diego Simeone turned to a 5-3-2 for a lot of the season and Saul doesn't get as many minutes as he should do. And it's a weird one where his career's maybe at a bit of an impasse now, which is probably why we're seeing him linked with ourselves and Barcelona as well. But he's a quality player. He's a top quality player. I think he's one of them that, you know, is definitely should be playing the Champions League year in, year out. And it's interesting to see the link with ourselves because obviously, you know, you're looking at him and thinking, we're looking at our situation with Gini Wijnaldum going and looking and seeing there's a big hole there for a midfielder to come in. And, you know, maybe some of the links have been, you know, towards players who may be in the 21 to 24 brackets, but Saul obviously isn't that. He's 26 and it's maybe not necessarily an age group where we go to that often or haven't done in the past, but he's one of them that if he comes in, if we sign him, he comes in, you would be fair to expect him to come in straight away and you know, obviously maybe take some time to adapt to the way Jürgen Klopp wants his midfielders to play, but you'd be expecting something from him pretty quickly. I am interested in the fact of his versatility because, you know, he's someone who's done bits at right back and can possibly play at left back as well, but he's mainly played sort of on the left of the midfield in a 4-4-2 for a lot of the time he's been at Atleti. And sort of coming in and you know, playing sort of inverted. And I think that's the interesting part of the link for him because in a way, it reminds me a bit of sort of what James Milner has been and he could play that role for us. And obviously we're looking at Milner now, it's probably got, fair to say, probably 1 year left of us before he moves on and either retires or goes somewhere else. And I think Saul could actually, instead of being a Wijnaldum replacement, could be a Milner replacement in a way. And, you know, Trent and Robson are obviously going to carry on playing as many games as possible. But if you're looking at sort of a drop-off and you're not going to necessarily get the same type of player in Saul there, but I could see Saul play do bits at right and left-back for him when he needs to. And that's, you know, for maybe 5, 6, 7 games a season and most of the time playing midfield. But I actually think that's the interesting part and why I think the link is credible. And why it could actually be something that Liverpool should be going for.